First of all, we will have an early May crowning of Our Lady after Mass this morning. And as I think most of you know, there is a potluck dinner after dinner. Even if you didn't bring anything, you're welcome to attend. Next Sunday is Mother's Day. There will be no Mass in Birmingham. Everything will take place in Cullman at the Abbey. Also, the little palm crosses that we have each year will be in a little bowl on the table in the middle after Mass. Please help yourself. We don't want to take any home with us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen. My good people, a baby is born, and day by day, we watch that child grow. We watch all the little struggles and the hardships, the getting up in the morning, the having to be fed, the going to bed at night, day after day after day. The child grows and grows, becomes a young adult, and then an older one. Every day, the same old thing. All to what purpose? Is it this, something we have to do? We have to get up in the morning. We have to eat. We have to go to work. We have to die. And then that's it? My good people, if our focus, our main focus, I don't care who we are, young or old, is not ultimately God Himself and His greater honor and glory, all that effort that we put into our lives is useless. It's worse than useless. Because after all the suffering we go through life, we have nothing to look forward to but an eternity of suffering afterward. Life is too precious. It's too precious a gift to throw away when all we have to do is turn our focus away from ourselves and our self-interest and focus on Him who gave us the gift of life. And it's not in the big things. It's in the little, subtle things, the things we don't even think of. For instance, the importance of giving good example to others, which would be automatic if we were living our faith the way it's supposed to be led. It's in the little things of how we talk, how we walk, how we dress, how we move. Whether we believe it or not, everybody is watching us. Everybody sees every move we make. And every move we make has some kind of reaction on those around us. And if it's for the bad, not only are we responsible for our own badness and our own sin, but we also have to answer for the badness and the sins that we cause in others, whether it's from the way we dress or talk or act, or whatever it may be. It's too easy to say, "Ah, poo, he doesn't know what he's talking about. God's not that strict." My good people, That's an awful chance to take, to stand up there at the last moment and find out he is strict. And then you say, oh my, that stupid preacher was right. But then it's too late. Our Lady, after our Lord, of course, is the best model we can have of anybody you can think of after our Lord. But we have the mistaken idea of trying to model ourselves after her as a common portrayal of her as a queen. We mustn't try to model our lives after her queenship. We must model ourselves after her life that earned her her queenship. Her life at Nazareth, her common everyday-to-day existence of normal everyday life in Nazareth at that time. If we picture her in the mirror that's looking back at us when we dress in the morning, or see her in our mind's eye at often times throughout the day, and compare ourselves to her, the way we're working, or talking, or thinking. And if we see her and compare her with ourselves, how do we measure up? And yet, if we don't measure up, we don't have a chance in eternity. And I know people get tired of hearing this, but it is eternity that we're here for. It's the only thing that really counts. It's the one thing that our daily moment-to-moment existence should be aimed at. It's the only reason we are here. And if we don't reach that goal, it would have been better that we had never been born. But it's no good to regret that, because we have been born. So we must, my good people, we must do everything within our power, for time is growing short. We must do everything in the little time left us to make ourselves better copies of Our Lady, so to speak. Not robotic copies, but living, loving, breathing copies of Our Lady. And ask her to help you and help us. Please stay seated, but I would like to give you an early Mother's Day blessing for any of the mothers and children who may not be able to make it to Coleman. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos et maniat semper. God bless you each and every one. And that also is for the fathers too. But today and next week is a mother's time. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.